True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome on in, folks. It is NFL Kickoff Thursday, and of course, we are here at the Treasure Chest Casino for weekend kickoff. You can come by, say hi to me and Mike. We're here at inside the Game Bar and Grill, right next to the sports book. Conveniently, you can place your bets on tonight's action or all the college and NFL action going on this weekend. Mike,
hey, we saw one of the gentlemen from the sports book. I don't know if he was looking
by, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if he was looking for a tip from me or not. I told him based off of what I did last week.
You don't want to know.
No, yeah, you better talk to him. He's like Bobby. He said Bobby don't normally pick real well. I was like, yeah, I know, but it was one of them weeks, so to speak. We got Joey here with us, and Joey can attest. Bobby don't give some good picks sometimes. Joey done lost a lot of money betting on games that Bobby picked for him. But yeah, hey, come on down. Sportsbook is open. Also, man, Rodney is feeding us over here all this good food. Oh, and from the seafood biscuit, crab cake, you had the roast beef sliders.
Delish.
And they got, man, this hot fudge. I'm telling you, it is really good. It is really good. So, hey, stop on by. Got great restaurants here. We'll do a little gaming, certainly to eat and to the Atlas Steakhouse, man, it's fabulous. I was teasing Ricky Jackson last week. He came and sat here, and he was eating the chicken wings over here. I was like, Ricky, that don't make no sense. You're over here at the Bar and Grill eating chicken wings, and you're in there for Atlas, and you get to eat steak. He's like, no, Mike, I'm going to take the steak home. He said, but I needed something right now. I was like, oh, okay, Ricky, I'll give you a little pass on that. But, man, how about Jay Johnson cashing in big time, huh? Winning two out of the last three national championships in baseball, and now $3 million coach, and he surpasses Mr. V out in Tennessee.
Worth every penny for sure. I mean, I know we appreciate everything that Jay does, especially making that offseason a little longer for us.
Yeah, I teased him about that, and he says, Mike, I think you owe me a meal. Because I told him, man, if you can extend this into June, good, man, I owe you a meal or something out of it. And he started to laugh. And the last time we had him on, you know, this was a couple of days after he wins the national championship, and he delayed us a few minutes. And hey, don't make no difference if we got to stand by for 5 minutes and he comes on and he tells me, hey, I'm talking to a recruit I'm trying to get right now. Sure enough,
yeah, moments later, right?
About an hour later, he got the, I think it's the transfer pitcher from Tennessee. That ended up signing.
So, like, I wonder if that was it.
So I text him, hey, listen, I didn't mean to interrupt the recruiting part of things. He got a big kick out of that. So, man, congratulations to Jay Johnson, winning two out of the last three national championships, not getting paid, highest paid coach in college baseball. And I think I read this right. He's getting paid more than 18 managers in Major League Baseball.
Wow. Very impressive.
Pretty good. Pretty good. He can recruit. And I'll tell you what. I think he's got him a squad that's got a shot again for the 2026 season. What he's got returning, I really think he's got a legitimate shot. Got to get hot at the right time. And listen, people don't like to hear this, but you got to have luck in life sometimes. And sometimes people don't realize you can be really skilled, but sometimes it doesn't happen right. And he got a little bit of luck last year in that Arkansas game. You think about how transpired at the end of that game. And you people say, oh, you make your own luck. Well, what? No, Arkansas made some luck for you. So you got to have a little bit of luck in life in anything that you do, if it's meeting the right individual, if it's investing your money, if it's going to the right job. But, man, he made it all work. But what he's got coming back, Steve, is really, really impressive. And I know it's football season, but we're going to have to get him on pretty soon. Tell us about what's happening in the offseason and what he's been able to do to piece everything together for another run for the Tigers. And, man, it's a gauntlet in the SEC.
Oh, for sure. You know, it's always brutal.
It is a gauntlet. And the thing about, you know, what Tony V had returning last year, all those guys getting picked early in the MLB draft and sort of how it ended for him. You know, sometimes your most talented teams don't win it. You know, is the team, it's set up right. You got a little bit of luck, and it ends up at, you know, he won it a year ago. And we didn't talk about it. We got kind of cut off with our phone lines. But Chris Lowe's son, who is now a long time with ESPN, now with On3 Sports, his son is a coach on the University of Tennessee baseball team.
Okay. So how's he liking that?
Well, I didn't get to ask Chris. We had some phone line issues Monday, but
Chris went to Tennessee, right? Or no?
Yeah, okay. And he's long time covered the SEC. I knew Chris well over 25 years ago. He was the first beat writer for the Carolina Panthers.
It was
his first big gig. He covered the Carolina Panthers, and so. We had a lot of long talks at that time about how setting teams up. And, look, they won a lot quicker than the Saints did. That's all I told them. Man, you didn't have to suffer through all those years like a lot of Saints fans did. But, again, congratulations to Jay Johnson. And also got some news on Chase Young. Did not practice today. We talked about this yesterday. I think today will tell you a little bit more. Him not practicing with that calf injury. And here's a crazy deal for me. I'm rehabbing my knee and going to rehab. What I pull my calf. I told you.
Okay.
Man, you know, it's hard for you to kind of step up and as a pass rusher to get off the line of scrimmage. And there ain't nothing to do about that. You know, they can't, like, give you a shot or anything for that calf. Rest. Ice sometimes does help, but rest is the one thing for it. Just unfortunate that it happened yesterday. Let's see if he's at practice tomorrow, because if not, I don't think.
No, we'll find out tomorrow too. Everyone's game status.
Yeah, and man, you look at the thing for the Cardinals. I told this to Coleman yesterday. Man, I got to put my glasses on to see the ones for the Cardinals. I mean, I think they added a couple from yesterday, but they had two on yesterday. I think they added two today.
Right. There was not practicing was Dante Stills and limited Owen Popoey. The quad for the linebacker there, and still for them on the injury report was full offensive lineman John Gaines with a thumb issue, but he, like I said, a full go-up practice for him, and there are other offensive linemen. Will Hernandez with a knee issue, limited.
Good news for the Saints, though. Lante Taylor back at practice because, man, we were kind of sweating that one. Right. Would he be able to play against the Cardinals? And Deuce feels as though he may see like 50% of the snaps. It won't be a full-time deal for Alante with the groin.
We're going to push that groin.
Yeah, because, man, you pull it the second time, then you got some issues. You're going to be out a long time.
We're getting ready for Thursday night football action this evening, folks. The Philadelphia Eagles hosting the Dallas Cowboys. Looking forward to seeing that on all the big screens here at the Treasure Chest Casino inside the Game Bar and Grill. Hope you stop by and say hey. We'll be back with more right after this. Stay tuned on WWL.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back into Weekend Kickoff here at the Treasure Chest Casino. Mike D'Atelier, Steve Geller, and now joining us, Rodney Miller, Director of Marketing at the Treasure Chest Casino. Thanks so much for the time tonight, Rodney, and having us back here this year. Looking forward to the season kicking off. Can't wait to see the action tonight between Dallas and Philadelphia.
Man, thanks for the food, Rodney. I will be honest with you, man.
Yeah, yeah.
We appreciate that. Man, it's absolutely awesome. We talked about it a little bit in the first part of the show. But, man, that food is good. That food is good.
Yeah, that was from our steakhouse, Aldern Birch. You know, that's definitely, if you haven't tried it, it's your new favorite restaurant for sure. Everybody that goes in, they're amazed. If you haven't, again, this is a hidden secret we got, and we want to let the word out there because Chef Shea, the team in there, every week, every month, new dishes. They're kind of just having fun with it.
And, tell everybody a little bit about the days and the times that you can go to the steakhouse.
So they're open up Wednesday through Sunday.
Okay.
Wednesdays, Fridays, Wednesdays and Thursdays open 5 to 9, and then Friday and Saturdays 5 to 10. And then on Sunday, we're again 5 to 9. They have sit-down, great atmosphere in there, but we also have a bar menu. So if you're just looking forward to have that atmosphere, that socialization, stay at the bar, some good food, some of the things y'all had here, you know, the sliders, you know, can't go wrong with the slider. You know, they got that nice beef in there with the sauce in there. But, you know, some good appetizers in there, but if you want to sit down, all the favorites, all the classics they have, you know, there's... this crab cakes you got there, that's a meal to me in itself there. You know?
Yeah, I'm fixing to kill that pretty soon, but yeah. I don't want to leave Steve on the mic by himself, so I got to wait a little bit on that. Also, this is a big weekend for you guys. Started the NFL season and starts tonight, and you could hear that game live right here on the Big 870 WWL. Pre-game starts at 7. I think kickoff is either at 7:20 or 7:25. You know how they do it now. They stretch that thing all over the place between the Eagles and the Cowboys. But then got a Friday night game tomorrow with the Chargers and the Chiefs, and then a full schedule Sunday. So got a lot of folks in here with a little bit of gaming, and you can come eat. If you don't want to go to the steakhouse, you can come right here. And man, the bar and grill is absolutely awesome. Great food here also.
This will be the place to be for sure. I mean, it's here week one. Last weekend we had kind of the short kickoff with college football, and you know, we promised energy, and the energy was here. You know, and that
LSU,
was a great game.
Brother.
That was the way to kick it off. You know, LSU primetime game, top 10 matchup for sure, and they came through. The place was electrifying. The atmosphere was great, and that's really a way to start the season because it's going to be a fun one. And then we have the Saints coming up. You know, it'll be a little different season, a little different, but for sure, you know, the Houdat Nation is always cheering, and we want to be that place where you can come cheer and watch the game, have some great food. We're going to lay it all out there, you know, some good specials for drinks, some good food atmosphere, and now don't forget, just a short walk to the casino.
Right.
If you get a little frustrated with the Saints, you can just go over there, sit down for a little while.
All versus Faisa. Yeah. So if you get frustrated there, you can come watch it here. Go to show how they take care. You had a lady walk up, works here at the bar and grill. She gave me a cough drop. She heard me coughing, so how about that?
You got to take care of you.
They got to take care of me, so I appreciate that very much. So many, last week I had a friend of mine who came here to Saturday night, and he's watching the game off his phone while he's playing. But he said, I knew every big play just by the sound coming from here about how everybody was so excited and to see what we saw with LSU defensively as advertised, but offensive line held up, Rodney. That was the key, and they gave Nuss some time to throw the football, and he made it work. Wasn't a lot of long passes, but the short stuff worked, and the score was no indication to me of how much they really dominated that game against Clemson.
For sure. I mean, they played fundamental football. You know, you play solid and you just put yourself in the right situations, you know, it all comes through at the end. And that kind of what last year they were missing. You know, it kind of got to the very end, and the game was always in reach, but it just kind of got away. You know, that was the first kickoff last year, kind of just got away. And this year they kind of figured it out, and they got a solid team behind them. And it's exciting. It's really exciting as an LSU fan, as a local Louisianan, to see that come into play.
And early on, we got to see Tulane John Summerall with a big win over Northwestern. And that, too, was a dominating win by John. And, man, a great job defensively by the Green Wave. They didn't need a ton of points. And, man, they took it to Northwestern. Let's see what happens this week as they play South Alabama. But that's gearing up for week three when they play Duke. And their former quarterback, Darian Mintz, is on that Duke team. So they'll have a lot of eyes on that one. But, yeah, we can say this year, when you look at how LSU is structured, how the Green Wave is structured, and to be honest with you, the Saints, I think their strength is all going to be on the defensive side of the football. All three. I think that's where, if you're going to win, that has come through. And for LSU fans, it's been so long since we've seen anything this close to a defense like they played Saturday night against Clemson. Been a long time. Even 2019, you were sort of in shootouts. You know, with Joe Burrow and that group, man, Joe and all hit you with the tsunami every time you got to play. But their defense that year, even though it was good, man, this defense for the Tigers got a chance to be really, really good.
Yeah, that's what they always say. Defense wins championships.
Yes, it does.
We love to watch that offense. We love to see the points go up there, but you need that defense at the end of the day to kind of hold them when, you know, it gets on the line. So exciting, and it's been a little while to see that, but now I think we finally got it back.
Rodney, how much feedback have you guys heard? And we talked about it last week. Man, they do a front-page article, Times-Picayune Advocate, about the treasure chest, what it means to this area, 90,000 people a week or a month here. Man, that's a lot of people hitting here, more than double than what it was before in a year.
Changes, yes.
And so, man, that's a great testimony to Treasure Chest, also to what you guys do here for hospitality and drink and food specials and everything else. That's a big jump. When you go from 47 to 90 in a month, that's a huge jump.
For sure. Yeah, we've been hearing that for a while now. I mean, when we got over here, we've, you know, been hearing a lot of the praises of, you know, what this building is offering, you know, and it's we've always had that great hospitality, you know, even at the old Riverboat. We brought that over here. We made sure that's who we are. That defines us. That carried us for the last 30 years. So we will never forget that. It'll always just get stronger and stronger. We like to make connections to everybody who walks in and give them a great time. But now we have the facility to back that up. You know, we have a big gaming floor. We have the restaurants, entertainment. There's a lot of stuff we're offering, and it's showing, and we're getting the good feedback, and we'll just keep, you know, moving forward, and there's a lot of good stuff, still things to come.
Had somebody asked me to still come pick you up in, like, the little corner. You don't need to.
Nope.
Man, it walking distance is good. Now, for the boat, that was a little different story. Sometimes you had to park a little farther back, but now, man, everything's in walking distance. Huge parking lot here that you can get into and out of very, very quickly, and I think, you know, convenience is a big part of it, too, here in Kenner.
Convenience, yeah. I mean, it's not just convenience right when you get into the parking lot, but, you know, you look at anywhere you are in the New Orleans area, it's just a short drive. So you add that to just once you park, you're just a footstep away from walking in. And from there, the fun begins. You know, there's a lot. So, yeah, there's just a long list of positives, and it's all been fun. Like I said, we continuously will have fun and just have a good time, relax, escape from the days. And, you know, right now with the football, and it's just going to get funner. You know, the weekends are jam-packed, and we're excited to kind of be able to offer that and celebrate that with everybody. So, who dat, go Tigers, roll wave.
You know, there you go.
Go So let's do it.
Thank you, Rodney. Man, appreciate the food. Also, every week, great hospitality, and we really, really appreciate it.
We'll appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Taking a break here at the Treasure Chest Casino. We'll be back with more of Weekend Kickoff right after this on WWL. Welcome back into our Weekend Kickoff special edition of Sports Talk at the Treasure Chest Casino. Now happy to welcome into the radio huddle, Josh Weinfuss, covers the Arizona Cardinals for ESPN. Josh, thanks so much for the time. How you been doing?
I am great. Thanks for having me.
Looking forward to coming down to New Orleans. I imagine you'll be flying out soon.
Yeah, coming down Saturday. It's it's hot here. It's humid there. So I don't know. It's like six one way, half dozen the other.
One of the things with the Cardinals, you sort of know what you're going to get offensively from them. Certainly, it's a big year for Kyler Murray, he's got some weapons around him. Man, Trey McBride just turned into an unbelievable football player last year for the Cardinals, and he was a good player before. Really turned into an elite tight pass catching tight end. But what do you expect this year with Marvin Harrison Jr.? Body-wise, he's sort of grown into that. And, man, that gives you a guy, certainly in the red zone, short yardage, that he's going to be some issues.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. That's probably the number one question offensively with this team is what he's going to look like, if he's going to make that jump that a lot of receivers do, or a lot of players in general, from year one to year two. But, yeah, like you said, he's put on some weight. He gained 11 pounds. He was playing at 209 last year. He's 220 this year. He looks it, right? Like, he's bulked up in all the right places. And he said it's really helping him at the top of his routes. And from our perspective, he hasn't lost any of his speed, even though he's gotten a little bit bigger. But how that translates on the field in a game, we still don't know. You know, like last year, him and Kyler Murray had a lot of pretty bad miscommunications. So has that been fixed? We don't know yet, right? So that's kind of the biggest question mark. But in theory, he's put on some weight. He's still as quick. He looks good. He has that experience from last year. The game's slowing down. So all the pieces are there, but whether they fit into the perfect puzzle is still yet to be seen.
And I'm a big James Conner fan. Knowing what he overcome to be the player he is, and nothing fancy about him, but man, he's a load once he gets started. And I think anytime you can have a running game going, it certainly helps any quarterback. But Connor has really been a great pickup for the Cardinals.
Yeah, man, he's coming up back-to-back 1,000-yard seasons. He's a beast. He's an absolute beast. He'll set the tone on the ground for this team, but I think, you know, Kyler Murray, I would expect him to run more this year, so that compliment, I think, will help James even more. And then behind James, you have Trey Benson, who's really come – he started to make that year two jump as well. So he'll be able to spell him early on in the season and keep James's legs ready and fresh for that second half of the year. But he's a bruising downhill running back, and you don't want to get in his way, right? Like, if you're trying to stop him and he has a full head of steam, good luck to you. But the thing that he also does well is he's really good out of the backfield as a receiver. He can split out wide if he absolutely needs to. So he's a whole package. And like you said, you know, he's I don't know if he's 30 or just about to turn 30, but to see him have this success at this point of his career, after everything he went through, I think it's encouraging to a lot of players.
Bringing in a couple vets up front along the defensive line with Josh Sweat. And then Calais Campbell, who, man, unbelievable at his age. He can still play at that level he plays. And it's not every down, but, man, he can give you some quality snaps if it's 20 to 25 snaps. And I think they'll be important early on, won't have Walter Nolan. Tell us a little bit about the story with Walter, because he got hurt before the training camp. And we were kind of told he didn't take a snap in any of the drills, did not play in preseason. And so he's going to be out at least, four games before he can come back. But the impact of Josh Sweat, Calais Campbell.
So, I mean, this is Calais' second stint with the team. You know, he was drafted here in 08. If I'm not mistaken, he left in 2016. He wasn't re-signed as a free agent that year. And what he's brought with him is, you know, a lot of leadership. And that's kind of the main reason they brought him here is, you know, he said he's good for 30, 35 snaps a game. If he starts getting to that 40 snap area, then it's going to be tough for him to recover and be fresh the next week. But where he's really been a major asset so far in the locker room from what guys have said is his experience, right? He's kind of another coach out there. He takes guys under his wing. He does a lot of teaching. We saw it in training camp all the time. He would just pull a guy aside after a drill or just kind of talk to a guy during the line while they're waiting to go again. And just kind of, you can see him like using his hands, using his feet, showing them what they needed to do. So from that standpoint, he's been a major boost to this locker room, right? And Josh Sweat obviously is just a talent. He had his two best seasons of his career with Jonathan Gannon and Nick Rallis in Philly. And now he is reunited with both of them. You know, Rallis is the DC here. Obviously Gannon is the head coach. So there's a lot of expectations on what Sweat can do, you know, and he'll basically have one side of that pass rush to himself. And the other side will be kind of a rotation between Baron Browning, Zaven Collins, Jordan Burch, who's a rookie out of Oregon. So they have a lot of weapons in that front seven. It's a major overhaul of the entire defense, basically, something I've never seen covering this team for 13 years. And I think the expectation is that this defense is going to carry this team as far as it can go.
Secondary-wise, we all know about Buda Baker, but a little bit about the cornerback play.
Yeah, so the Cardinals lost two of their main starters from last year to knee injuries. Sean Murphy Bunting he suffered a knee injury during the offseason, and they knew about that going into the draft when they drafted Will Johnson out of Michigan in the second round. He was a projected high first-round pick, but had an alleged knee injury caused him to slip. And then they lost Starling Thomas V during training camp to an ACL. So down those two guys, they've had to kind of reshape that room a little bit. What we're looking at now is, you know, Max Melton will be one outside corner and Garrett Williams will be the other outside corner. But when they go to nickel and dime, Garrett moves into that slot role and then Will Johnson comes on the field as the other outside corner. So they're young, but they're quick, they're fast, there's some talent there. But I think inexperience is going to be the biggest issue. And what kind of learning curve will Will Johnson have? He's smart. Everyone raves about how well he's absorbing the playbook and kind of translating that into the field. But obviously when things start for real, it's very different than anything he's experienced in college or in training camp or the preseason. So we'll see how he does on Sunday.
Is this sort of a make or break year for Coach Gannon? Because, you know, there are some pieces here of the puzzle. There are some pieces here that can make it really, really big for them. Now, they got to have Kyler Murray play big. He's got to be the catalyst of this. But you can see if the cornerback play comes around, they've got enough on defense, especially if they can get Walter Nolan back sometime and maybe after the first quarter of the season or so, that, man, this could be a really good football team.
I don't disagree, right? Like I think this team has the defensive pieces for the unit to be very good very early. I don't know how big of a year this is for Gannon, right? I think if they don't surpass last year, so they went 8-9 last year. They won four games his first year in 23 when they didn't have Kyler for about, I think, first 8 or 9 games. If they don't reach 8 wins this year, he will be on the hot seat, I think, going into 2026. I don't foresee them firing him after this year if they don't reach those levels. However, what I do think could happen is that the GM, Monty Austinfort, I think his seat could get warm if this team struggles. And here's why. While he overhauled the entire defense, basically, he kept, you know, Buda Baker and Jalen Thompson intact. There's a couple of guys he kept in the rotation. He didn't touch the offense, right? Like, they are bringing back 10 of 11 starters, and the one guy who didn't start last year, day one, ended up starting a few games for them, and his backup this year was the starting right guard last year, right? So there's a lot of familiar faces, but if that unit struggles, there's going to be a lot of questions internally and externally as to why didn't they do anything in the draft and free agency to add to that room. That, and when I say room, I mean the entire offense, right? Like, they could have used another receiver. They could have used a little bit more bulk on the offensive line, and they didn't address any of that. So I think if this team struggles this year, obviously we're going to have to take a step back and look at why. Was it Kyler? Was it the offensive personnel? What was it? But I think Gannon could be safe, and I think the Heat could go on the GM.
Man, tell everybody, I think he's a stud player, and he grew into that spot. I thought he was sort of a neophyte from a technician standpoint. Paris Johnson Jr., who I think is one of the elite left tackles in pro football today?
So it's interesting that you use that word, because I think he's very good. I think he's too young to be elite, and people around the building tend to agree with that statement. He's a few years away from being elite, but I do think he will be one of the next highest paid left tackles in the NFL, right? He has everything you want out of that foundational player. He has the size, he has the strength, the quickness, the hands, the motor, the head, right? Like, and he has a personality to kind of own that position as well. But you look at him, you're like, that dude's a power forward in the NBA right now. Like, and you translate to left tackle, like, he can move any direction. He's quick off the snap. He loves pass blocking. He loves being on an island, which I think is kind of a massive thing, right? Like, he does not mind that pressure of taking on the league's best pass rushers week in and week out by himself. But I do think he's not yet elite. I think he's one step below elite. And I think we have this conversation in 2 years, maybe even next year, but for sure 2 years, 3 years from now, he will be part of that conversation.
Man, he's good. He's awfully good. And he's come so far from when I first saw him at Ohio State, when he wasn't really a technician. He was more of a size athlete. And but man, who's ever worked with him, I'm going to be honest with you, they've done a really good job developing him.
100. And here's why I think he's going to take some significant strides this year. There's two reasons. One, he's playing the same position for the second straight year. It's the only time that's happened since high school. And two, his college coach, Justin Fry, who's the O-line coach at Ohio State, is now his O-line coach with the Cardinals.
Josh, thanks so much for the time, man.
And thank you, Josh.
See you in the Dome on Sunday.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Josh.
That's Josh Weinfuss, who covers the Arizona Cardinals for ESPN. Right now, we're taking a break here on Sports Talk. We're at the Treasure Chest Casino inside the Game Bar and Grill. Make sure you stop by and say hey. We'll be right back to close out the 4 o'clock hour right after this on WWL. Folks, how'd you like to win tickets to a Saints game? WWL's got your ticket. Win the ultimate game day experience Sunday when the Saints take on Arizona in the first regular season home game. Score two premium tickets to the game, plus a pair of VIP tailgate passes from Bullseye Event Group. We're talking open bar, premium liquor, all-you-can-eat buffet with celebrity chef Aaron May, all overlooking Champion Square. Winning's easy. Go to WWL.com/contest. Enter once a day for your chance to win from Saints Radio WWL. Coming back with more Sports Talk at Treasure Chest Casino right after this.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers. Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.